you have so much data. I mean, that's the name of the game, is getting the data from all this tech that you have. Now, it's important to understand that that data is only as good as what's going into it and as good as the person reading it. So you need to learn these platforms. You need to learn what data is most crucial to your business and learn how to monitor it and understand it. Now, if you need some help identifying which piece of information are important, that's what this show is all about. Check it out.
Order up.
Look, I'm a big believer that experience teaches. My goal with this show is to have guests to share their experience so that they can tell you what it's like, what they did right, and what they did wrong. And I'm going to share the same. Look, I'm not trying to regurgitate stuff you can find on the internet. I'm going to tell you how it really is and what it's really like to own your own place.
This is the National Restaurant Owners Podcast with your host, Kyle and Sarah.
This episode of the National Restaurant Owners Podcast is brought to you by Plate IQ, your accounts payable automation and expense management solution. As a restaurant owner, you know how important it is to stay on top of your bills. Plate IQ works with over 20,000 restaurants across the country, helping them manage and automate the full life cycle of the invoice process. Everything from general ledger coding up to and including bill payment. Plate IQ uses OCR. What's OCR, Kyle? I'm going to tell you. It's optical character recognition and deep machine learning to help eliminate manual data entry from the accounts payable process. With Plate IQ's vendor pay, you can seamlessly flow from invoice upload to paying your bills. That means you don't have to type it in. You scan it in and it does the rest of the work for you. How about that? Does that save you some time? Some headaches? With Plate IQ's vendor pay, you can also see what is due and when. Schedule payments via check, ACH, or Plate IQ card. Plus, you can even earn cash back. Yes, cash back on your invoices from over 180,000 vendors. I didn't even know there were that many vendors. That's amazing. Lastly, vendor pay is also for vendors. Keeping your vendors happy will give you leverage in negotiating your terms. Vendors participating in Plate IQ's vendor pay love it because on average, they get paid 25% faster. To learn more, head over to plateiq.com, hit request demo in the top right-hand corner, and when you're done and you love it and you're ready to sign up, mention that you heard all about Plate IQ on the National Restaurant Owners Podcast from Kyle and receive 25% off implementation. All right, we're live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. All right, welcome back to the National Restaurant Owners Podcast, guys. This is a topic that I'm super excited about. It is something that, you know, I'm a tech nerd. I love technology. I love information, but I particularly like it when it is so helpful or extremely helpful in making restaurants make more money. And that's what this is all about. You're in this to make money. And I know a lot of times you lose track of that because you're so passionate. But look, this industry is changing. It's changing every day. And you have technology in place, hopefully have technology in place that provides you data. But a lot of times that data is only as good as the information you put into it or as good as the amount of time you spend analyzing it. So it's becoming a much more data-driven industry, and that's something you need to pay attention to. So we're going to talk about today how that's going to be something you can put to practical use. We've got 6 different ways that you can take some data and immediately put it to use. So, you know, I don't like to make content just for the sake of making content. There are people who will make content that's going to say, well, this is what's trending in the restaurant industry, but this is something that's, you know, actually, you know, near and dear to my content structure, which is it needs to be actionable. It needs to be something you guys can actually listen to, watch, and then take that information and put it to work today. Whenever you listen to this, whether you're going for your next shift or you're driving in and you're thinking about your business or you're prepping or whatever it is, I want it to be something that you can say, hey, I heard this today. Let me give it a shot. So there's a million different ways that you can go about this. There's a lot of different types of technology that can be put in place. And I've touched on this before. it's got to really be technology that is either going to be saving you money, making you more efficient, or really taking something off your plate that you can't do or don't want to do. All right. Very simple. Those are my criteria for picking the tech. We won't get into that, all different types of technology and things that I would suggest, but there's so much out there. There's so much out there for you to take advantage of, and it's time to start paying attention. So let's just get into it. You know, to me, one of the first things I think about when it comes to tech data and information that we need to be analyzing as operators on a consistent basis, and this is the first piece that we're going to talk about out of six, menus. Optimizing your menu. Now, I know, because I've experienced it and I felt it as a chef, that a lot of times you want to keep things on your menu because they're near and dear to your heart. They're something that a certain group of customers loves, and if you took it off the menu, they'd be heartbroken. But look, you're trying to grow a business. You're trying to scale your business, multiple units. You're trying to make your one unit more profitable. Your engine, your fuel for that comes from your kitchen, most likely. And that being the case, you got to pay real strict attention to what's being sold, what's too expensive, what's a loss leader. All these things are viable concerns for a restaurant that is trying to make money off of their food. So it sounds silly. It sounds stupid that I even said that. But the reality is you can now go even deeper. You can go deeper and see which products are selling better on which days. You can even look at particular customer preferences and ordering patterns in order to optimize that menu. You know, there's all sorts of things around menu engineering. What should the menu look like? Where are you trying to drive that guest's attention? And you can see if it works. You know, it's, for example, if you're trying to sell a ribeye for two and you're like, it's killer, why is it not selling? Well, maybe it's buried under steaks. It's on the bottom. People don't see it. Put that sucker right in the middle. Ribeye for two, grass-fed, whatever it is. Highlight it. See if that makes sense. See if that helps. Test and try and see if that movement of a menu item psychologically has an impact. And you can do that. Very simple. Your POS has that ability, right? So you can start doing that. There may be another next level to that, right? You may have to start putting things in spreadsheets, which I would suggest. You know, there's a lot of software out there that can help you with this stuff. But take a look and make sure that you are optimizing your menu. Okay. Again, that's probably a topic in and of itself. But if you want something actionable today, look at last week. Look at what sold on what days and what times. You can break it down by meal parts if you want. And make sure you are getting what you think you're getting. You know, a lot of times it feels like, oh, everybody's ordering it, but in relation to what? The other problem that my partner used to struggle with all the time. We sold six of those specials, or six of that new dish. You know, we sold 75 of the one that is competing against. You got to pay attention to that stuff. Again, it sounds silly, but you got to remove the underperformers and you got to promote the ones that are the better sellers. It's all about making decisions, right? Those are the only things that you can control in your restaurant, is making the decision. So sometimes those decisions are not easy. I get it. You know, you don't want that one customer to come in who gets that item and then one day it's gone. Maybe you still make it for them for a little while. If they're a real customer, they're going to understand. All right, let's not get caught up too much on the menu thing. You guys get that part. The next way to leverage your data is target marketing. Okay, so what does that mean? You now have the ability to track your guests' visits, whether they're in the store or delivery. Now, what does that mean? Well, you can track their visits, you can track what they're ordering, and it actually just helps to provide another level of customer service. It provides another level of hospitality. You now know that every time Mary and Steve come in, most likely they're going to get a White Zinfandel and they're going to get and IPA. White Zinfandel. Who the hell gets White Zinfandel anymore? I don't know why that was top of my list, but they're going to get a Pinot Grigio and an IPA, and they really love the salmon. That technology is there. It exists. So if you can do that, you know, you can actually target the best customers. You can provide them with that extra level of service, right? I mean, something that I love is when you have that data, okay? Let's say you have this data of all the guests who've come in, and you can see that these five groups of people here, these five individual guests or whatever they are, they account for X amount of sales over the last quarter. And they like to make reservations. They're kind of always trying to be your friend. You know the types, right? Give them your phone number. Say, hey, anytime you guys need anything, you need a table, you have a special request for a dish or whatever it is, text me. Now, another little thing, don't give them your actual number. The hack, right? Don't give them your actual number. Create a Google number, and then you can get those texts like an email. So that's another little hack. Give them that number, a little card. Yo, here's my number. Text me anytime you guys need anything. In addition, it's really important to market your restaurant, right? But we always think as operators that we have to market to new guests and we forget about our existing guests. So things like birthdays, things like their favorite, you know, beer, favorite, you know, music that they like, anything. When you have the ability to target them and let them know that, hey, we have this going on tonight. We have this wine dinner tonight by this winemaker that you love. Target them specifically provides a super level of hospitality, personalization, and just enhance the guest experience. And by the way, that means you make more money. So prioritize that. So menu optimization, targeted marketing, two pieces of data that you need to leverage. Three, inventory. All right, everybody despises inventory for the most part, right? Weighing pieces of meat and counting the carrots and weighing the carrots, whatever you do, it's a pain in the ass. But you don't know your true cost unless you know what you have on hand and what went out the door. You know, a lot of people fight me on this and they'll say, or how's they fight me? But the people who don't really get it, they'll just say, oh, I spent this much on alcohol. These are my sales. This is my alcohol cost. Is it? Because you're not taking into consideration what you have on the shelf. What if you sold 42 cases of the local IPA that week, but you had 48? Where'd the other six go? Right? Theft. Understanding what you have on hand. Making sure things are being received properly. There's technology to put in place to make that very easy. And you part of your training and you make it standard across all practices because that's your product. That's what you're selling. How can you not prioritize or leverage technology and data from that part of your business to make more money? You need to know what you have on hand to sell and what's sold and what's not selling, right? So then you can make those decisions. Again, all about those decisions of this is what's making my business money and this is what's costing my business money. So inventory, use that data. I don't care if you're a small shop and you're just, you know, yellow legal pad, 12 cases of rosé, 15 cases of cabernet, figure out a way to leverage that data into making sure that you're as streamlined as possible. You're not over-ordering and you're not under-ordering. It's a major problem. Under-ordering is a major problem. So pay attention to what's moving. This way you know what you need to get in-house and what you can kind of get rid of. I'll also say, if you have something that's flying off the shelves, whether it be a menu item or a cocktail or a beer or wine, that's when you make that decision to reach out to the rep and say, hey, this item is flying off the shelves. What's the best pricing you can give me? That negotiation strategy, I've touched on some of my content before, but you can commit to buying a certain amount. Again, where data comes in helpful. If you know last year you sold 100 cases of this Cabernet say, hey, look, if I commit to buy another 100 cases, if I commit to buy 110 cases, can you give me this price? You'd be surprised because it makes things a lot easier for them too. You can buy it on buy and hold. Who knows? There are options. They may bundle with something else, but if you don't have the conversation, you're never going to get it. Number four, employees. Now, what data do you possibly need from employees to make your business better? Scheduling. Where are you scheduling your staff in relation to your busiest times? Now, believe me, I can connect with this. I know the challenge of having to cut back a particular staff member that you really like because they're just not that they're not being productive, but maybe they're only available at this time and that turns out not to be the time that you need them, but you really like them, so you schedule them. That's what's costing you money. It may seem insignificant, but it's a ripple effect. So when you analyze the customer's traffic patterns, you can schedule your employees more effectively. And you can also make sure you have enough staffing during the peak period. So staff appropriately for the peak time and peel it back. So if you're a lunch heavy restaurant and you need three servers, the math says you don't need three servers at dinner. You don't need an extra prep cook. So you gotta be very tight with your scheduling, and that only comes with looking at the data and understanding where these peak periods are, where these slow periods are, and how you're scheduling. I'm a big fan of staggered, right? Come in early, somebody can bang out a bunch of the side work, another group can come in as it starts to pick up a little bit, and then another group can come in to kind of finish out the night. Could be just one person even. But again, look at the data and see what makes sense for you. You have to take the emotion out of it. This is a tactical decision to run your business. If it means you have to serve that night or you have to be behind the bar or making salads, that's what you do until you figure it out. And that data is super helpful. Touched on this earlier, but it is another huge piece, and it is number five. It's personalized offers. Personalizing the process. Personalizing the experience for them. So I touched on it in targeted marketing, but I'm talking about from in the restaurant experience. In your pre-shift, maybe you review who's coming in. You notice certain things about when they come in, who they bring with them, what they order, when they order. There's a lot of data there. You can personalize it for them, say like, man, every time they come in here, according to the notes that we've left diligently as part of our closing procedures, something we'll talk about later, they always like table 14. So what? How good will the guest feel if every time they come in, they're just sat at table 14? They don't have to ask anymore. Then you say, you're going to have the IPA, you're going to have the Cabernet? Yeah, how'd you guys know? Could be a different server. You have the data now to personalize that experience. In addition, I mean, this is super next level, but something I always think about. If you're connected with them on social and there's some little thing that anybody in your organization saw, part of your pre-shift, hey, just noticed their kid got accepted to Harvard. Can you imagine that? Like that's the next level hospitality that this data provides. If you go over there, you sit them at table 14, you greet them with their drinks and you say, hey, are you guys out celebrating this new acceptance? I heard Timmy got into Harvard. They're going to feel at home. And again, it goes back to that old saying that people forget what you say to them, but they're going to remember forever how you make them feel. And that's just another way to leverage that data. So again, we can go back and forth on all the different types of technology, but it exists. And if you want some recommendations, let me know. I'll be happy to provide those with you. I'm like inundated with tech companies that we are working with over on the Rift podcast that have provided so much insight to me, because sometimes I feel like I'm not in the restaurant, so I need to have some way to connect with them and with the operators on what's actually happening in the store. So we've been doing these segments with these tech groups, and they've been explaining exactly how this works using real world solutions and real world issues that they've experienced from their clients. So there are a lot there. I'm a big fan of a lot of the tech groups. It just depends on what you're looking for. Last, number six, the data around your guests when it comes to delivery and even online ordering. So delivery patterns and delivery operations are important in your business, right? But how can you make it more efficient? You know, I'll give you an example. So when I had the taqueria, it was right around COVID, was kind of shutting down. We opened back up. We could do some to-go food. And we met with a group, and they were like, look, you got to make sure you're getting as much of a check average with your delivery as you would get in-house. So how do you do that? Well, you start to realize that every time somebody orders, you know, we were a small place, so maybe it's a little bit easier. You guys might have to do a little bit more homework, but tacos, make a package. Tacos, guac, soda, all that type of stuff can be bundled together. It can be put into a place where you are now just one click to order, one click to pick up this extra like $10 per order. So that's what it's there for. That technology is in place so you can see specific ordering patterns, how people are ordering them, when they're ordering. Okay. And there's a lot of other things that are going to be coming to play there, like dynamic pricing and things of that nature, but you guys will make that decision. But personalized experience and optimizing your business are key pieces here. If you're looking to grow, if you're looking to just make more money. So let's run through those six things one more time. It's menu optimization, marketing, targeting your existing customers, identifying that data and analyzing it and putting it to use, inventory management, right? Knowing what you have on hand, employee scheduling, personalizing your experience, and optimizing your pickup and delivery. The technology is there. Let me know what you might need help with. Would love to make some recommendations, make some introductions, but overall, you guys need to prioritize this. And these are six things you need to carve out of your day and see if you can take those six components, get the data, and make your business more lean and mean. All right, guys, thank you so much. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe, like, share, all that fun stuff. If you're just checking out the podcast, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys as always. And we will see you Friday with Meredith and Carl, I forget Meredith's last name, Meredith and Carl from the Delivering the Digital Restaurant. So this kind of plays all together. It's a very digital week. So check us out on Friday, and I'll see you guys later. That's it for another episode of the National Restaurant Owners Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you learned something new. Don't forget to follow us over on social media to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and all the show updates. You can find us on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and on TikTok. That's right. We're on TikTok now. Just search for the National Restaurant Owners Podcast. And of course, if you liked what you heard today, leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. Your support helps us reach more listeners and kind of just keeps the show going. And that's what it's all about. We want to reach more restaurant owners who are in need of help, who are maybe just one piece of information away from saving their business or taking their business to the next level. So that's what it's all about. And that's it for this week. So thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the National Restaurant Owners Podcast. See you guys next week.